Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast.
Prayer Now was born of a desire to provide prayer to whoever needs it whenever they need it.
We believe what James 5:16 says, that the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective,
and that God hears us and desires to answer our prayers.
Whether you're listening to receive prayer or to pray along with us for others, we welcome you here.
Hi there. Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast. I'm Elizabeth, and today we are going to be praying for you when you're feeling anxious. I don't know about you, but I think I have times when I just sort of have this low-level anxiety that's underlying kind of everything that I'm doing in a day, and it's not really directed at anything in particular. I sometimes can't even pinpoint why I'm feeling that stress or that anxiety or that nervousness, but it's just kind of there, and I just can't shake it off. And other times it gusts up to high levels of anxiety where I'm just feeling really nervous and it's almost paralyzing. And so right now, if you are feeling anxious, I want to come alongside you and I want to pray for you. The scriptures have so much to say about worry, about being anxious or feeling anxious. And one of the most important ways that we can combat that is just coming to God and bringing it to Him. So let's do that together. Will you pray with me? Oh, Heavenly Father, I come before you right now and I lift up our listener who is feeling anxious. Oh God, we thank you that you are with us, that you are here, that in the midst of our stress, our nervousness, our anxiety, God, that you walk with us. And so, Lord, right now, I pray for our listener that you will just wrap your loving arms around them, help them to know that you are so present and that you are so much there walking beside them, Lord. And we pray that they will feel that in a very, very real way, even right now. And God, in your word, you tell us that we shouldn't be anxious about anything, but that in every situation, instead, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present our requests to you. And God, we know that you're not telling us to just stop being anxious, but you're giving us an alternative, and that alternative is to come to you, God. And so we are doing that right now. God, we are presenting our requests to you, our petitions, our worries, our anxieties, anything we're nervous about. God, we give it over to you. And we want to do that with thanksgiving, with gratitude, Lord. We are grateful. We're grateful for everything you've done for us, everything you've given us, Lord, everything that you are doing and will do. And then you say in your word that the peace of God, your peace, Lord, that transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, we are asking for that right now. Lord, we are asking for that peace, God, that peace that passes all understanding, that doesn't even make sense, God, that you will bring that right now to our listener, God, who's experiencing this anxious heart. And Lord, we claim this promise that you will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, Lord. And we pray for that right now. And God, you tell us in your word in the book of Matthew that we don't have to worry because you've got it, Lord, because you know exactly what we need. And so we claim that right now, Lord. You tell us to seek your kingdom first and your righteousness, and that everything else will be added to us, Lord. And so we do that right now. Just by pressing play on this podcast, Lord, we are seeking your kingdom first. We are praying, we are bringing this nervousness, this stress to you, and asking that you will take it, Lord. Thank you that you tell us we can cast all of our anxieties and cares on you because you care for us. And God, the spirit that you give us is not one of fear, Lord. So if we're experiencing that fear, Lord, we know that's not from you. The spirit you give us is of power and of love and of self-control. And so, Lord, we cast our burdens on you. Lord, we cast them on you, and we ask that you will sustain us, Lord. We know that we can confidently say, as it says in Hebrews, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? And God, we just take up the words of Joshua when you tell us to be strong and courageous, Lord, not to be frightened or dismayed, because, Lord, you are with us wherever we go. So, God, we just open our hands. We open our hearts. Lord, we give you all of our cares, all of our worries, all of our anxieties, and ask you to take them, Lord, and to replace them with peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying with us today. And we want to leave you with Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Prayer Now. Prayer Now is produced at New Hope Christian Community in Round Lake, Illinois. You can donate to support the ministry of Prayer Now at newhoperoundlake.com/prayernow.